From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with a quartet from Serbia, fronted by bass player Cilard Mezai. He also doubles on viola and occasionally the kaval, which is a flute traditional to the Balkans. He's joined by two other bass players, in the left channel, Zoltan Canyi, and in the right channel, Ervin Melina, rounding out the quartet on bass clarinet and occasionally recorder, Bogdan Rankovic. This is a track from their 2009 release, Nichts Mit, Nothing To. It's entitled Hetedik.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a trio calling itself Way Out Northwest, taking their name from the Pacific Northwest, where they first performed collectively in Vancouver, British Columbia, fronted by UK sax man John Butcher, featured on both tenor and soprano sax, with Thorsten Müller on bass and Dylan Vanderschiff on drums, from their 2012 release, The White Spot, released on the New York City-based Relative Pitch label, we heard Impressum. Before that, a quartet featuring three bass players, fronted by Szilard Mezai, and their 2009 self-released project, Nynx Mit, Nothing Too, we heard Hetedik. We'll turn to some classic jazz funk from the mid and late 70s and early 80s in this set, and we'll begin with Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes. Fronted by Lonnie Liston Smith on acoustic and electric piano, he'll be featured on acoustic piano here, from 1975 and their Flying Dutchman release, Expansions. And this track will also feature David Hubbard on soprano sax, Donald Brith on flute, Cecil McBee bass, Art Gore drums, and on percussion, Michael Carvin, Lawrence Killian, and Leopoldo. Desert Nights. Thank you. We began that set with Lonnie Liston-Smith and the Cosmic Echoes, Desert Nights, from the album Expansions, from 1975. From 1976, an ensemble out of the UK, fronted by Neil Ardley, conducting the ensemble and also playing synthesizer. He's joined by a virtual who's who of some of the top British jazz musicians of the mid-70s on this release, including Dave McRae and Jeff Castle, additional keyboards, on reeds, Barbara Thompson, Bob Bertels, Tony Coe, and Brian Smith, Ian Carr, trumpet and flugelhorn, Paul Buckmaster, cello, Ken Shaw, guitar, Roger Sutton, bass, Roger Sellers, drums, and Trevor Tompkins, vibes and percussion. From 1976, the album Kaleidoscope of Rainbows, we heard Rainbow 2. And lastly, from 1981, Japanese trumpeter Terumasa Hino and the album Double Rainbow. On that track, you heard Sam Morrison on Lyricon, Masabumi Kikuchi keyboards, Lou Volpe and Butch Campbell guitars, Hassan Jenkins bass, Lenny White of Return to Forever fame drums, and Don Elias and Manolo Badrina percussion. We heard Yellow Jacket. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, exploring the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Everything from free improvisation to fusion, also occasionally acid jazz and other more contemporary jazz sounds. I'm Jake Longwell. The program comes to you from Quality Radio Productions. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more info about Jazz Progressions, including playlists, or if you'd like to listen to this and previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jazz Progressions number 1613. We'll turn to some late 60s jazz rock fusion to wrap up this hour of the program, and we'll begin with a track from the very first Santana release, a self-titled album from 1969. Carlos Santana and Company going into the studio and putting down on record for the first time their unique blend of rock, funk, blues, jazz, and Afro-Cuban rhythms. Carlos Santana on guitar, Greg Rolie, organ and vocals, David Brown, bass, Michael Shreve, drums, and on percussion, Michael Carabello and Jose Chepito Arias. This is one of the instrumentals on the release, Treat. Thank you. We began that set with Santana and the instrumental Treat from their self-titled debut from 1969. The Legacy edition of this release is a 2-CD set, the second CD featuring an unreleased session from earlier in 69, different, longer versions of the tracks which were re-recorded and released as the debut LP that everyone is familiar with. The album also contains their entire performance from Woodstock. And lastly, another release from 1969, Larry Coryell on guitar, bass, and vocals for the album Lady Coryell, also a debut album. We heard one of the instrumentals on which Larry was joined by the great jazz drummer Elvin Jones, Stiff Neck. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.